conversation, conversation, conversation. Hearts.
My name is Shahayak Ploman. I became a student of Sri Chinmoy's in 1994, and I belong to the Sri Chinmoy Centre in Brisbane, which is in Queensland, Australia. I'm 54 years young. I'd like to just share two stories. The first one is very close to heart. It actually involves my parents, who only recently have passed away. My father was 84 and my mother was 82. They were both students of Sri Chinmoy. They became students fairly late in their life. Dad was 79 and Mum was 81. And they have seen a change in me over the years, being a student. And in that time, my father, unbeknownst to me, has very quietly supported the things that I was doing in his own quiet way. And when I actually asked him if he'd like to be a student at Sri Chinmoy's, he said, "I've been waiting for years for you to ask that question." My mother was always, as a mum's would be, just loving and just wanted my happiness more than anything else. And then one day I asked her, "Would she like a statue of the Buddha?" And her eyes lit up and she said, "I'd love one." And then when I asked her if she'd also like to become a student, which was about a year after I gave her the statue of the Buddha, she said, "I'd love to be." So from that moment, when they became students, I saw a tremendous change in both of them, a serenity, a stillness, a calmness, you know, in the evening of their life. And when it was that they actually finally passed away, there was a great peace. And I could feel Sri Chinmoy's blessings and love in those last moments of their life. And I'm very grateful for that experience. The other story that I have is one of inspiration and great joy. A number of years ago, we went with Sri Chinmoy and many of his students to China. And on one occasion, we went to Western China, a little town called Xi'an. And west of that is an area of sacred mountains. And these mountains have been inhabited by Taoist monks for the best part of 3,000 years, nuns and monks. And they live in beautiful little monasteries and temples perched on the edge of great precipitous cliffs over 2,000 meters high. So a number of us went there to this very beautiful, very quiet area of China. And as we started to climb, the coolness of the mountain air was so refreshing and beautiful. And then as we reached the summits, I heard a beautiful sound of a flute being played. I presumed then it was a flute, but I ventured off by myself. And at that point, it began to snow, and it was extraordinarily beautiful, very still, and the wind was sort of moving through the valleys, and the snow was falling very gently. And I turned a corner, and I saw a Taoist monk playing a very beautiful bamboo flute in his own little temple area. And he noticed me out of the corner of his eye, but he kept playing. And I just smiled and turned my back and walked into the falling snow. And I sat and meditated on a rock just next to the pathway. And I kind of lost track of time at that point, because I remember coming out of my meditation, and the meditation, of course, was based on the serenity of the surroundings and the stillness of the music. And there was a lot of snow had fallen on my jacket and on my leg, so I brushed that aside, and still holding the haunting values and the very deep moving experience of the beautiful sounds of the flute in the mountain air, I think just continued my journey down the mountains. And to this day, a friend of mine actually then gave me one of these bamboo flutes, and I have learnt to play it. I'm not a professional musician at all, but the simplicity of the music and the joy that it gives me connects me very strongly with Sri Chinmoy's music and his spontaneous manner of playing and composing. So I was very touched by that experience. So yes, those are the two stories I'd like to share with you.
Conversation, conversation, conversation. Ah.